This is Chaplain Michael Barton. I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Strength for the Day. Easter is just right around the corner, and the power of Easter is personified in Jesus' resurrection. And the power of that resurrection is also personified in the transformation seen in those who take Christ's sacrifice to heart. The heart finds its true connection in prayer. And those who pray put resurrection power into practice. And we see that so very clearly in the writer Anne Lamott, who chronicles her surprising conversion to Christianity while addicted to drugs and alcohol. And she chronicles that story in two of her books, one of which is entitled Traveling Mercy, Some Thoughts on Faith, as well as a book entitled Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essentials of Prayer. She says this about her conversion. When I went back to church, I was so hungover that I couldn't stand up for the songs. The last song was so deep and raw and pure that I could not escape it. It was as if the people were singing in between the notes, weeping and joyful at the same time, and I felt like their voices or something was rocking me in its bosom, holding me like a scared kid, and I opened up to that feeling and it washed over me. She continues, I began to cry and left before the benediction, and I raced home and walked down the dock past dozens of potted flowers under a sky as blue as one of God's own dreams. And I opened the door to my houseboat, and I stood there a moment, and then I hung my head and said, forget it. I quit. I took a long, deep breath and said out loud, all right, you can come in. So this was my beautiful moment of conversion, she says. And here in dust and dirt, oh, here the lilies of his love appear. And Lamott reflects on praying from the place of desperation and surrender. And prayer begins with stopping in our tracks or with our backs against the wall or when we're going under the waves or when we're just so sick and tired of being physically sick and tired that we surrender. Or at least we finally stop running away and at long last walk or lurch or crawl towards something. Or maybe miraculously, we just release our grip slightly. Prayer is talking to something or anything with which we seek union, even if we are bitter or broken. In fact, these are probably the best possible conditions under which to pray. Prayer is taking a chance that against all odds and past history, we are loved and chosen and do not have to get it together before we show up. The opposite may be true. We may not be able to get it together until after we show up in such miserable shape. It's our belief that when you're telling the truth, you're close to God. If you say to God, I'm exhausted and depressed beyond words, and I don't like you at all right now, and I recoil from most people who believe in you, that might be the most honest thing you ever say. If you told me you had said to God, it is all hopeless, and I don't have a clue if you exist, but I could use a hand, would almost bring tears to my eyes, tears of pride in you for the courage it takes to get real. Really real, would make me want to sit next to you at the dinner table. So, prayer is our sometimes real selves trying to communicate with the real, with the truth, and with the light. And we thank Anne Lamott for her vulnerability. And I also thank Richard Rohr for the inspiration behind this reflection. And we're reminded when Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And oftentimes, that light is revealed as we go to him in prayer. May God bless you and have an amazing Easter in celebrating the power of the resurrection. and how that power is personified through prayerful intercession and exercising that power. Once again, this is Chaplain Michael Barton with Strength for the Day. God bless you, and put that strength into action.